Jackson Properties Management owner Erwin Jackson says that Scott Maddox needs to account for the $131,000 that was transferred between the city commissioner's campaign accounts.
Scott has admitted there's $131,259.48 that he's not for sure where that money is. It was not reported on the proper form, which states, you know, how much money you have in a particular campaign for about 13 months, over a year. That money has not been reported anywhere.
Maddox says that Jackson's complaints derive from a discrepancy in the transfer of software packages.
The discrepancy is when it rolled over from the software package of the Leon County Supervisor of Elections to the Division of Elections software package, it didn't show the rollover amount in the Division of Elections. But those dollars were always there. They were always properly reported, according to both the supervisor and the Division of Elections, all contributors, all expenditures, and they were never withdrawn.
Maddox also says that Jackson's attack is another attempt to push an agenda from outside the city commission.
You've already seen comments by the supervisor of elections and the Division of Elections that I'm in full compliance, that my campaign is in full compliance. This is an attempt by him to garner headlines and to try to bully city commissioners into getting what he wants.
Despite Maddox's claims, Jackson says he is complaining purely from the perspective of a concerned citizen.
I'm an advocate for honesty and ethics in local government, period. That's why I'm doing it. That's my motivation.
This isn't the first time Jackson has gone after Commissioner Maddox. Last year, Jackson tried to have Maddox disqualified from office by filing a lawsuit claiming that Maddox didn't live in his official residence on Adams Street, but rather lived in his home outside of city limits. For WFSU News, I'm Spencer Parliere.